This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are obsessed with having good conversation here on the DJV program, and it's all-encompassing. Whatever's going on, we're going to talk about it here. Some of it's good stuff, most of it's good stuff, sometimes not so good. I'm going to suggest to the ladies and folks who are listening to the DJV program right now, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and all of you, that as your life goes on, your friends, your circle of friends probably changes. And I wonder how some people get so upset when they kind of lose a friend or they think somebody isn't paying as much attention. We all move on. Our lives change, and so do our friends. Haven't you seen that happen in your life, ladies? Jennifer, your friends have changed over the years, right? Victoria, Jay, all your
friends? There's always my I've got a core, but yes,
my friends have changed.
A core from what age?
Some of my friends, probably the ones that I see most often that I've known the longest from high school. But I have a couple grade school friends I even talk to every once in a while.
Really?
Not all that often.
What do you have in common, though? As you get older, doesn't it happen that the things that you had in common change?
I think people's place in life changes a lot, too. But I don't know. That my high school friends are kind of like my I keep in touch with one particularly, and I'm friends with her, her sisters. You know, we are kind of like family. So I can't imagine that just because we're in different places in our life, sometimes our friendship slows down or we don't talk as much, but we can always pick right back up again.
Yeah. And what about you, Victoria? How does it work with you in your life?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, my core group of friends are from high school, and then we have other friends that, you know, we've sort of picked up along the way after college, and so through work and things like that. So the commonalities, like there are, you know, friends who work in similar industries or in the same industry, and then my group of high school friends. So I think every once in a while, like, you know, you lose a friend here or there, or you just drift apart, and that's normal and doesn't have to mean that anything bad happened. You know, your interests just change, and that just kind of
does
how
it affect women having friends with men. Do your husbands or boyfriends get upset if you have friends that are of the opposite sex? Jay, have you ever had that?
My husband and I fully believe in platonic friendships, so there's nothing wrong with it in our household.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of silly. I don't know. I don't think that there should be jealousy. I think mostly when there's jealousy, it comes from men.
Yeah, and it's immature.
I don't think that's
I think the difference is, like, if the friendship has always been platonic, then that's totally different from, oh, we kind of were dating for a little bit, but now we're just friends. That tends to be a little different and a little more complicated.
I think that's hard, frankly. But that's not me just speaking from my own experience. All right. It's time for drugs in the news. The Drug Enforcement Administration, the famous DEA, has issued a public safety alert warning you of a rise in the circulation of fake prescription pills, potentially lethal prescription pills, fentanyl, and meth. This is not the first time this has happened, though, right? This has been something that's been ongoing. They don't seem to be the so-called war on drugs. There was an interesting article over the weekend in the New York Times about how the war on drugs is over, and it was mostly a focus on marijuana, but that's not really in the same
league.
The
war on opioids isn't over. My gosh.
No, and it shouldn't be.
No.
Should it? I mean, but this is one of those really frustrating, to the point of being angry, where the drug companies are doing illegal stuff and they get away with it and nobody's calling them on it. The production of Oxy and Xanax and Adderall and all these other things that are still they're prescribed, but people get hooked on them, and it ruins their lives. I know people talk about friends. Somebody in my life who got hooked onto this stuff, a lady that I knew, gone. Forget it. She doesn't have
it. It's really easy. You know, a lot of times it's very easy to say drug. Oh, that's a drug addict. But when it's opioids, it's someone who had back surgery who then gets hooked on it and starts doing heroin.
So what do we do, though? What's the solution to the problem? Why do people, I suppose there are some people who say, I think you said that the other day when we were talking about something similar to this, Victoria. You just were given a prescription after you had your operation earlier this year. And you said, man, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I didn't want to risk it. It was for Percocet. Yeah. I mean, they only gave me a limited number, but still, I just didn't feel comfortable even going down that road.
But it's
so
too
I
easy.
Just took Tylenol.
Is it that, that when I had my finger operated on a couple of years ago, the doctor said, I'm going to give you these five pills in case you have pain. And I looked at him, I said, what are the pills? And he said that they were OxyContin. I said, I'm not taking those. He said, but you'll have a lot of pain. I said, you know what? I'm a big boy. I can take a couple of aspirin and I'll be fine in the morning. So why are you giving me, why is it so easy? And I said that to him. Why are you making it so easy? Tell people to take a couple of aspirin or Tylenol or whatever it is.
Well, it doesn't work like that for everyone. People have different pain.
Okay, but what
levels.
Happened before? Before OxyContin
bite
was
on a
the
leather
scene.
Strap. I'm kind of you, Doug. I'd rather, I don't know. When I got into a war with an escalator and I lost miserably and had a lot of foot issues and my God, it was a bad scene. But they gave me Vicodin. And I remember thinking, I'm like, okay, well, everybody's all into Vicodin, right? At that time,
Vicodin does nothing for me.
I hated it. I was still in pain, but I couldn't sleep. I was just wired. And I was like, this is ridiculous. All I can do is hear every little step. How do people like it? And so when I went and got my tooth surgery, when I got my dental implant, they were trying to give me some new painkillers, and I was like, forget it. Just give me the strong ibuprofen and some Tylenol. We'll do a little mixture.
You know what? There's a simple solution. Drive to Massachusetts, go to the Boston Garden, get some gummies. It's very simple. That will help with all
the
pain. The gummies are amazing. The gummies are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
they help me sleep a lot. Like, it's really great.
Well, we're talking about the partnership that I have with four other people. Actually, now there's five. There's a new person involved. The idea, the Boston Garden is a marijuana shop that has been created by a group of us that we're working on ways of saving the farm, my farm. And so marijuana, which had previously been sort of a no-no for me, I suppose this could say that people could, and people have said that I was a hypocrite because I was so against using it. But when it comes to saving the farm, versus this, given the fact that it is so popular these days, I don't think I'm contributing to anything. Maybe I'm kidding myself, but it's so there. And in Massachusetts, it's wildly popular and the business has grown. And now I noticed that Chris Webber, the guy, the basketball player, has partnered with somebody this must be some kind of a facility. A $125 million, 80,000-square-foot building to cultivate marijuana, and he's getting involved in distribution as well and retail, which
a
is
lot
basically
of athletes
the business
are.
That I'm in. Yeah.
I mean, many professional athletes have been begging their respective sports organizations to allow medical marijuana or, you know, even CBD stuff that, you know, for pain and for because a lot of the athletes are like us. They don't want to take an opioid, and they would rather either smoke some marijuana, which is an amazing painkiller, or, eat some gummies and then be done with it. And it's non-addictive, and it's a lot healthier for you. But, I don't know. I guess there's just so much stigma attached to it still.
But the other side of it is, though, Victoria, that because of guys like Weber getting into it, it's normalizing it.
And
there is not, for blacks or whites, it doesn't make much difference, at least it doesn't now. The business is booming. And recreational cannabis has been legalized in, I think, 26 or 28 states.
Yeah.
And it's on its way to being, not under Biden, it'll never be nationalized under Biden because he's dead set against it. And so are most of the old politicians. But there is, and it's interesting because I can say this sort of, without revealing the average age of the people going in the name of our marijuana dispensaries is the Boston Garden. I managed to grab that in a weakness.
It's brilliant.
It was brilliant. I handed it to Ducker, man. He found it and they grabbed it. Anyway, So the age groups are surprising, i.e. the number of older people who are coming into the store. Everybody who comes into these stores, it's like going to Fort Knox. Remember when you went through the door, it's an airlock and you can't get in unless somebody pushes a button and you got to give them your driver's license before you can get anywhere.
Right.
And so you go in and, you know, you look around and see what's here, all kinds of things, at least in our store.
Beautiful store.
Yeah.
And I love that you have, like, high-end accessories from Jonathan Adler, and you have the Keith Haring collection of all of the pipes and stuff. It's very well done. Ashtrays, everything. It feels like a boutique. It's very well laid out. And then the kiosk for ordering, because, you know, I don't like interacting with the people, so it was wonderful. It was great.
Give her a computer and she's happy. Anyway, so this is something, and it's much misunderstood still by a lot of people who just don't get what the benefits are. And it's much better, if you're going to be dealing with pain, to be doing it this way than with all the other things that I was talking about a few minutes ago. So something to consider or think about anyway. The DJV download, our obsession with screens, and at an early age, I started the conversation talking about what I saw in a TikTok video, and then we went on to talking about Mark Zuckerberg and his Instagram for kids, and that's one of the big topics, I think, this week, as a matter of fact. We get into Jennifer and her love, or not-so-much love, of oysters. We when Victoria was here, we had dinner, and she had oysters, and it was yucca bunga, and then Jennifer jumped right on. Yeah, I'm with you. And then, of course, there's the beginning of the Christmas music season. We deal with all of that and lots of other stuff, too. You can hear the daily downloads at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, so COVID is number one. What's number? Can we go to number two? what's number two that we can tell? Lori Loughlin. Ah, of
this
course.
This is surprising. Yeah.
Yes. She's going to be back at, this is a...
When Calls the Heart. It's a spinoff. Yeah. She's back at work. She's back at work. This is her first gig since being out of prison. And we didn't think the show was going to let her back. They were pretty firm, but they did. And now she's going to be on the second season of the spinoff.
Is that a Hallmark? It's a Hallmark movie, right?
Yes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. So do we're mentioning Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, Lori Loughlin getting on the Hallmark Channel again. That's where she was most well known, right? All the movies that she did over in the Hallmark Channel.
I would say Full House. It was
Full House.
Yeah,
Full
Lori Loughlin's claim to fame.
Okay. All right. So do we need more here, or is it just the fact that she's back that's the news? What's this story about?
Well, people wondered if she was ever going to work again, and that was a big, you know, and Bob Saget and Candace Cameron Bure, all her co-stars on Fuller House, which was the reboot that went to Netflix, they were all wondering, you know, we support her. We know that this was a mess up during the college admissions scandal, but she went to jail. She served her time. She should be able to work, so... It is a bit surprising that the same show that had pretty strong language, they were not associating with her anymore. I mean, they really abandoned her at first, but it is surprising that she's going to be back there. But I guess that's what the fans want, too.
Well,
she's very popular.
Actor Felicity Huffman was in the same admission scandal situation.
Yeah.
She pled guilty immediately, did her prison time, and really didn't have any of the same repercussions Lori Loughlin did. And I don't know if it's because
They
stuck
it.
Their grounds
they
for so long.
They said things. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. They said foolish things and made themselves look worse than they were, and they looked bad to begin with. And so they just kept rolling and rolling and rolling, and I think they suffered the fate that maybe some people say they deserved. I'm not judgmental about stuff like that. I think it was pretty lousy to do that. Is it worth time in jail? Well, looking upon it now, and all the fines, when they paid about $250,000 in fines, didn't they? Or more?
I thought it was even more than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, Jesse Palmer, you ladies probably know who this person is, the new host of The Bachelor. Chris Harrison's gone out. They had to pay him off. What, they give him $10 million to go away?
Yeah, $9 million. He wanted $25 million because he knows pretty much where all the bodies are buried, but he walked away with $9 million.
Yeah, so what's his chance? Talking about Lori Loughlin, what's a guy like that who had some kind of racism scandal? I'm trying to remember what it was, and I don't know.
It wasn't really.
He defended Rachel Kirkconnell.
Yeah.
Rachel Kirkconnell, who was one of the Bachelor contestants, was under fire for years past attending an Old South, an antebellum-style party, and liking certain photos of kind of costume party stuff. And he defended her, and it seemed like he came under more fire than she even did.
So he was an NFL quarterback? Is that
We're on to Jesse Palmer. So Jesse Palmer, that was all about Chris Harrison. So
oh,
Jesse
right.
Palmer,
yeah, yeah.
is an former NFL player. He's an analyst on CBS or whatever for football, and he also has he was The Bachelor for one season. So
he's
been hosting stuff. Yeah, I find him very boring but good looking. So he's currently hosting The Ultimate Surfer. Maybe for some people. He's currently hosting The Ultimate Surfer on Fox, and so he's doing more and more hosting stuff. I don't know if it's going to
work.
Why
would anybody watch a show about surfing? Seriously. How big an audience is there? Huh? Really?
Well, yeah.
Surfing is incredible.
To watch,
and what they do, and those waves.
And it's at the surf ranch.
So big.
It's the most, and it all takes place at the surf ranch. It's Kelly Slater, who's one of the greatest surfers ever. It's his ranch in California, and he created a wave pool, and it's literally the most perfect wave on the planet, and it's consistent. So they have competitions and stuff there. But anyway, Jesse Palmer's hosting that show right now, so he's getting more and more, you know, reps under his belt. But I just think he's boring either way.
Yeah. It's not something that I would go out of my way. It's like the dancing shows. It's not, I'd rather watch Law and Order. And by the way, there's some news on that, which we'll have in the next half hour. All right? I want to be able to spend some time talking about it. But I was just thinking, how many Law and Order shows have there been? At least, what, 4 or 5? One of them survives, and one of them is coming back again.
Do we need more,
there's two of them.
Why not? We have two good
ones. Ideas anymore. We just reboot everything.
Yeah.
But there are people, the original love affair with the original Law and Order is what they're focusing on here, and I think it'll do well. We'll talk about it in the next half hour. 28 after right now on the DJV Show.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in Brembo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, the only American service member arrested for the incompetent and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. His charge? Not being silent when told by leaders to shut up, by not obeying a gag order and calling out the military leaders and demanding accountability on social media. He is in solitary confinement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, pending an Article 32 preliminary hearing. The time, date, and location for that hearing have yet to be determined. The Marine Corps declined to comment on the specific events that led to Scheller's imprisonment without due process. Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz Wednesday questioning military brass.
When people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, he ends up in the brig, and you all end up in front of us.
Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson.
The American people want and deserve accountability, and we even have service members like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller being thrown in the brig for suggesting that. The public's faith in our institutions continues to erode precisely because everyone in the D.C. bubble appears to have some sort of immunity from the basic standards the rest of America is expected to live by.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's father and mother on Fox News.
While Stuart broke the chain of the command, I contend General McKenzie, General Milley, Secretary Austin, they have broken the chain of trust and confidence of the American people. And for that, they should be embarrassed.
They should drop their rank.
They should drop their rank and they should resign for that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Problems, problems, problems. How do we help you fix your problems? That's what we're all about here on the DJV program, the How to Heaven on the radio. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We get off onto a toot about law and order. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, fans of law and order everywhere, I have a big announcement. That's good. Good punctuation.
Good job, Phil. That was great.
Want to do that again, Phil? It feels good, doesn't it? One more time. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so the original Law and Order went on the air almost 40 years ago. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. People that have been in and out of there, Dick Wolf was a young man who came up with an idea with a friend of his for a show about law and order. And they convinced the people at NBC to try a season of it. And so from there, we have this huge empire, the likes of which has never been seen in television production before. Never. Here's a guy who controls three nights a week of television on two different networks. So he's got two nights on NBC with the Chicago shows and now the Law and Order franchise, which the big news, Victoria's going to be after me for burying the headline. The story is, Jennifer actually found this yesterday, and knew that I would be enthusiastic about it. They're going to bring back as many of the old stars as they can, like Sam Waterston comes back as McCoy, and they're going to do another season of Law & Order and see how it works in the Law & Order trilogy. So they've got Law & Order SVU now. They've got, what is it, Major? What's the other one that Maloney's in? It's
Major,
Organized Crime.
Organized crime. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So now they're going to start the evening. They're going to try to get this ready for January for the second season and do a half season, 14 episodes, with as many of the old stars. I'll bet you that Jesse Green shows up again. Orbach won't because he's dead. But I'll bet you they'll bring Benjamin Bratt back if they can. They'll certainly try to lure Chris Noth in because he's a big name. That's where he got started.
But he's going to have more of a role on the Equalizer now in the second season. Yeah.
Yeah. How is it going to expand? Just doing more stuff.
I just
with
read
her.
that he's just going to be in more episodes, more scenes with her, and they're great together. So
they are.
Her meaning Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah, I follow him on, you'll be surprised that I follow him on Instagram.
Oh,
and,
okay.
He's very, it's obvious that they're great friends. So anyway, but the Law & Order franchise, amazing how it captured so many people's imagination and the writing and stuff. How do these people come up with the ideas? I asked that of my son.
The news, I think.
Who's right. It's just, that's what they rip from the headlines. They just take stuff like the FBI story that was on last night. Was all about January 6th. It wasn't the 4th, right? It was the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what has come about as a result of that. So, they keep this stuff topical. And so I found it. Jennifer sent me the note. And I was instantly pleased, frankly. So those of you who like it. And there has been, it was thought of as being a show that appealed to older people. Mostly because it's been around so long. But the ratings, especially for the Maloney episodes, the Maloney show, are very much in the, what do they call it, 24 to 49 or something like that, 25 to 49 age group, people like him. And so anyway, I just thought that would be kind of a cool thing for us to talk about for a moment. Ladies, any comments?
Well, I'm happy for you. I've never seen an episode of Law & Order, which is
never.
So crazy. Never, mm-hmm. ever. I've seen pieces, but never a full episode.
Hard to. There's two or three networks that play like marathons, day mm-hmm. in and day out. I think, what's the one that Robert Redford has? What's the name of his, when he has this, every year there's a big show.
Sundance.
They have movies. Sundance, right. There's a Sundance.
Oh, the film festival. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the channel, right. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the American government barred a flight full of Afghanistanis. Well, apparently there were 100 U.S. citizens as well. Anybody know why the plane sat on the airport for 14 hours in Abu Dhabi?
I've been hearing these stories. They can't get clearance, or when you have these rescue groups come in, the State Department was calling ahead and not blocking their airspace, but not giving them a place to land. Many of them were supposed to be going to Germany. They'd call into Germany and say, hey, we can't land this. We found out so much from the testimony of the General Zoid Austin and General McKenzie and General Milley all sat before Congress this week. And we learned a lot. And we learned that there was a really big Biden lie that the White House has been trying to walk back. But when he did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, he said that he was given no indication that his pullout strategy wasn't flawed. Every general, Lloyd Austin, McKenzie, and Milley, all testified to the fact that they had all said to do what he wanted to do, they needed to keep 2,500 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. George Stephanopoulos asked him directly that, and he said nope, no one told him that everybody told him that this was fine. And so the generals really kind of spoke out against that when they were under oath. And we learned a lot. We learned that Biden said Al-Qaeda was gone from Afghanistan. We learned that Al-Qaeda is not gone, that the war has really never even stopped with them, and that they figure in the next year the reconstitution of Al-Qaeda will be probably the strongest we've ever seen. I mean, we'll be back in Afghanistan.
Well, it's kind of like the war against drugs. It never went anywhere, wasting billions of dollars for nothing, all because of some whim of an idea from somebody who's an important politician.
Well, I don't think it was all for naught. I mean, really, we did not have a terror attack on the scope of 9/11 because of what we were doing in Afghanistan, which was preventing al-Qaeda from building up again. We prevented, under Trump, we prevented ISIS from having a caliphate. We took that away. They didn't have a piece of land. Those were all really big things. But when there is no monitoring anymore, and we don't even have any assets to provide, like, drone monitoring, or, like they say, over-the-horizon monitoring, which is a big popular phrase that they say a lot now in the Biden administration, you're just letting it all happen all over again. And
it's,
you know, what are the results
going to
be?
Yeah, it's the same old thing.
And the other thing that we learned is that there's probably 4,000 Americans that have not been rescued, not 100 like we've been hearing, and there are probably close to 100,000 of our Afghan allies that were not rescued. No one knows who the people are that got on the planes and got out. Nobody knows. They acknowledged it. They said that the evacuation was a mess, basically, and that they airlifted people out, but no one vetted who these people are. So you've got people in the country who are just regular Afghans who just wanted to try to get to America, and those people are here yet. Our allies are still over there. So,
you know, it goes to show you how quickly we forget against much anything else. I should have laid this into our discussion, but I think we ran out of time when we were talking in the last half hour. You can get the rewind, if you will, because the show plays all day, every day, the full show, excuse me, at djvshow.com. So if you catch the beginning or end of a conversation, you want to hear the rest of it, you can just tune in to us all day, every day, at djvshow.com. So the discussion of drugs, we were talking about things that people get addicted to and marijuana and that sort of thing. And this ties into that discussion in that a survey has been done by the government, I think, much of anything else. Well, first of all, there's an acknowledgement as to when drug prices started going wacko. If you go back to Bill Clinton and the era when Hillary wanted health care for all, and then you fast forward to Barack Obama's health care bills, you can see a corresponding increase, very successfully done by the drug companies. The cost of drugs up in some cases by like 400%, and it is tied into the increase in public spending, if you will, or government spending in the healthcare field. So yeah, it's just sort of when you think about what the government has done in the name of service, and these people were well intentioned. I'm hoping they were. Clinton was, and Obama was. They were well-intentioned, even if the flaw that existed then still exists today. They were well-intentioned.
Under Clinton, that's when we lost our drug business. It wasn't done. They let it go from Puerto Rico to China
in
that administration.
Right.
And
yep.
So we lost really a lot of any of the control that we had over the drug business
the
and
quality.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, it left.
Right. Well, so now there's a bill before Congress apparently this week, Jennifer, is trying to get the government to act to reduce the price of drugs. And one wonders where this is going. Frankly, you usually follow that stuff better than the rest of us. So I wondered if you had seen the lobbyists are all over the place. That you can imagine. The drug companies are all over the place. And they have so much power because they lobby. And lobbying is just a translated word for bribing. That's all they do. They go in and they make sure that they contribute to the reelection campaigns of all the people that would vote. And so now they're all banging on the doors, especially the Democrats, who, you know, would want to have at least they say they want to reduce the price of drugs. But then they change their mind after the lobbyists go into their office and remind them how much money they got. So this is, you know, under the circumstances, it's really, you know, the tax increases that have been proposed by Biden, which would affect the drug businesses probably a lot because they're very profitable. They're all in there. Okay, you want us to pay more taxes and you want to cut the price of our product? What's the big idea? And meanwhile, the average person who's going to, you know, benefit hopefully from some of these drugs gets left out on the street because most of the time they can't afford it. They don't have insurance, right? So you go round and round in this barrel, and you wonder what is going on. I don't, you know, a lot of talk. I don't, have they had a vote on it yet? I don't know.
I don't think so. I haven't heard. I haven't been following much, but I just looked it up, and I guess Biden is really pushing Democrats to vote on this. That was back during the summer, but Kyrsten Sinema this month, she's the senator from Arizona, Manchin. Said she's, well, not Manchin, just Kyrsten Sinema is saying that she told the White House she's opposed to both plans that are in the House and the Senate bills. So
what I'm looking at is Senator Manchin has signaled that he opposes expanding Medicare. Apparently Kyrsten Sinema,
but I think that's a separate issue. I think this is some kind of prescription bill plan. I think a drug pricing bill. So I don't know. Maybe we're thinking about two different things or maybe not. I haven't had a chance to look it up other than a quick Google. So,
what it is confusing once again, because the government, the working of the government is so confusing and balled up. There's two or three different things in the bill that confuse people. You don't know what you're really supporting, and then nobody reads the bills anyway, so they just vote. What does the speaker say? Yep, we'll vote for the speaker. Hi, Mr. Speaker.
We'll read it once we pass it.
Yeah, right. Let's see. We'll fix it. Isn't that her famous line? We'll fix it after we pass it. Yeah. Good for you.
She says we'll read it after we pass it.
In the moment, a mysterious salmonella outbreak to talk about after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, so if you do takeout and you like lime and cilantro in your food, apparently there's a source of this that's creating a problem, fast food containers with 300 individuals getting sick across the country.
Yep.
So I don't know how you avoid it except don't get takeout. It looks like that's the fix to that, at least at the moment anyway. It's 10 before.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Past the hour on the DJV program, time for our weekly visit from the man who knows more about cars than anybody else on the planet. That's a pretty bold statement, and I can't back it up with facts, but I just feel that way because I like Nick. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. General Motors says it's going to put new batteries. They're producing Bolt batteries now. Because the Bolts were junk, basically. Weren't they having to give people back their money for these Bolt cars?
Yeah, I think the Bolts were good. The batteries weren't good. The batteries were made by a third party, and the General Motors are now going to replace them all, and every single one they ever made, which is good for them. I mean, they had five fires, I think, and only one person was hurt.
I thought people were bringing the cars back to dealers and saying, I want my money back. I don't want to keep this car.
There were some, but there's some with every brand, right? As opposed to the other electric car brand where people were running into the back of fire trucks and the cars were catching fire randomly and the car company had done nothing about it. So I think GM have stepped up. GM have stepped up and they're doing the right thing.
Speaking of GM, I'm looking at the J.D. Power's appeal study. The J.D. Power people always are rating various companies for performance and that sort of thing. And there are, usually, I think in the last few years, there have been very few American cars that have shown up on this list, but there are a lot of American and German cars in the list as well, right?
Yeah, so they split it up into two, those cars that we can't afford and those that we can, meaning luxury and non-luxury. And in the non-luxury, it's been quite a surprise. They like to call them, I think, the family cars. Or the mass market cars. Yeah, Americans are doing very well in that list.
So, under the circumstances, do you consider a Cadillac and a Lincoln to be mass, the popular, or would they be their counterpart, the Ford and the Chevrolet?
Cadillac and Lincoln are technically the expensive luxury versions of Chevrolet and Ford.
Yeah, right. They look just like them.
All the cars look the same. They come out of general. And they do them Ford, too. So Lexus is on this list. You and I were talking about that before we went on the air. I've never thought Lexus was anything special at all. It's just a Toyota, but they're very reliable, right? I mean, there's nothing special about them. They're just reliable.
Well, they're getting more. One of the things they're doing over at Lexus is trying to make their vehicles more appealing. And but they've always been super reliable. I mean, it's hard to find a more reliable luxury car. And they've always sold for good money. So those people are penny-wise. Have always gone for Lexus, but they're now becoming very passionate about the brand, and they're starting to design vehicles which are much more performance-oriented. So you'll start to see more and more Lexus over the next few years, which they're in NASCAR now with their Toyota brand, and they're starting to be in Sebring, 24 hours of Sebring and things. So they're getting very passionate into performance.
So Volvo's on this list. Do you think people realize the Chinese own Volvo now, and once people do, they'll stop? I mean, the sales of Volvos will go into the toilet.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I don't think people realize, but a lot of times people switch off in the Japanese brands. I mean, they think, well, but there again, you have to start thinking about what in your car is built by the Japanese. I mean, the chips in our car are all built by the Malaysians anyway, and so a lot of the screens come out of Japan and China. Parts come out of China all the time, and cars are becoming more and more global as it is. It just happens that the country that owns them. The Volvos are from China. I actually think that Volvos have got some great ideas originally from Sweden. I just think they're not as put together as well as they used to be when they were all Swedish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I find the Chinese, doing business with Chinese companies, anathema to the American way of life, and supporting and buying a Volvo is un-American, frankly, as far as I can see. All right, let's look at some. I see the Rover is in here, first time number 3 on the list. That's got to be a surprise to those of us who own Rovers and wonder how can they charge this kind of money for these cars, and who, like me, are silly enough to pay it. So,
I mean, if you love a Range Rover or a Land Rover, you love them, right? This is half of the problem. This is the appeal study. This is what people like in their vehicles. So you got Porsche, Genesis, Rover sitting at number 3. I mean, they are appealing. When I look at them, I go, hey, they're beautiful cars.
I like the way it rides, it runs, it looks, and they've had the same design. The full-size Rovers had the same design for, 10 years? Time for a change, and I wonder what the change will be, if that will appeal to people. You know, you always wonder that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
good, good job.
You can find this list at our auto expert. Well, it could be your auto expert. OurAutoExpert.com. That's where Nick Miles resides, inside that little box, 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.